ensuring that the endlessly turning wheel of life and death would never lose momentum. But this conflict was no affair of Don's. He was after bigger game. Sub 5 drove on toward the west, a steel needle swifter and more deadly than any other creature that roamed the seas. The tiny cabin, lit only by the flicker of lights from the instrument board, pulsed with power as the spinning turbines thrust the water aside. Don glanced at the chart and wondered how the enemy had broken through this time. There were still many weak points, for fencing the oceans of the world had been a gigantic task. The tenuous electric fields fanning out between generators many miles apart could not always hold at bay the starving monsters of the deep. They were learning, too. When the fences were opened, they would sometimes slip through with the whales and wreak havoc before they were discovered. The long-range receiver bleeped plaintively, and Don switched over to transcribe. It wasn't practical to send speech any distance over an ultrasonic beam, and code had come back into its own. Don had never learned to read it by ear, but the ribbon of paper emerging from the slot saved him the trouble. Copter reports school 50 to 100 whales, heading 95 degrees, grid ref X186475, stop. Moving at speed, stop. Melville, out. Don started to set the coordinates on the plotting grid, then saw that it was no longer necessary. At the extreme edge of his screen, a flotilla of faint stars had appeared. He altered course slightly and drove head-on toward the approaching herd. The copter was right. They were moving fast. Don felt a mounting excitement, for this could mean that they were on the run and luring the killers toward him. At the rate at which they were traveling, he would be among them in 5 minutes. He cut the motors and felt the backward tug of water bringing him swiftly to rest.